United are known for their colossal, world-class centre-half partnerships. From Bruce and Pallister to Rio and Vidic, we have been treated to some of the best defenders the game has ever seen. But recently, this tradition has slipped. Amidst poor recruitment and mediocre players, United no longer have world-class centre-halves. In the 1980s, United had Gordon McQueen and Kevin Moran during the managerial reigns of Dave Sexton and Ron Atkinson. Over time, they made over 400 combined appearances for the Reds and epitomised that stereotypical hard man centre-half. A truly solid centre-half, Moran would do whatever it took to defend his side. And his aggression saw him become the first ever player sent off in an FA Cup final for a cynical last man challenge on Everton's Peter Reid. The pair previously played for United in the 83 Cup final, which United had won 4-0 in the replay following a 2-2 draw in the initial final. This was during a time which United were suffering a trophy drought, and the partnership between the two went a long way in helping the Reds win trophies at a time when titles eluded us. The 1990s saw a golden era for United centre-halves, and this began with Steve Bruce and Gary Pallister. Making over 800 combined appearances for the club, this pair marked the beginning of an age of dominance for the Reds that lasted over 20 years. The powerful and robust defenders won 7 honours for United, including 3 league titles and 2 FA Cups. Bruce, a stocky powerhouse, was almost as efficient at scoring as he was defending, scoring 19 goals in the 91 season, making him United's top scorer for the campaign. However, the pair were best known for their no-nonsense, classical approach to defending that saw them put their bodies on the line to protect their goal at all costs, something that United seemed to be lacking in recent years. In the second half of the 1990s, with the careers of Pallister and Bruce coming to an end, a new centre-back partnership was required. Up stepped Stam and Jonsson. Stam was an animal, hyper-aggressive monster that terrified attackers, while Jonsson was the ice-cold ball player alongside him. Making a total of 80 combined appearances in the 98-99 season, the pair were crucial in maintaining United's sturdy defence. The two played together in the Champions League final, where they kept Bayern Munich's lead to just one goal in a game that they completely dominated. Last-minute goals might have defined that season, but a special mention needs to be given to Stam and Jonsson, who were dominant throughout that season, and United would not have made it to the final and certainly would not have won a treble if it wasn't for that partnership. Arguably, United's greatest centre-back pairing was Rio Ferdinand and Nemanja Vidic. They graced the Old Trafford turf together beginning in 2006 when Vidic was signed from Spartak Moscow for $7 million. The pair went on to dominate the Premier League for a number of years until they both moved on following a season under David Moyes. During that time, the pair played over 750 games, winning a total of 21 major honours between them. Notably, they were influential in United's double-winning campaign in 2008, conceding just 22 goals all season. Vidic was United's hard man, putting his body on the line to stop the opposition scoring at all costs, putting his head in places that most wouldn't even put a foot. Whilst Ferdinand was the calmer, quicker, technical centre-half, whose ability to play the ball at the back was second to none. Rio's often dismissed as only a ball-playing centre-half, but in truth he was one of the most gifted and complete footballers that a team could hope to have. Their playing styles complemented one another perfectly, and this paved the way for their dominance in the Premier League and for the ultra-attacking team in front of them to go to work, built on a perfect foundation of genuine world-class defenders. Since Rio and Vidic, United have been lacking a true leader in defence or even a defensive partnership. No two players have stepped up to the mark and held down those centre-back positions in the team. In the years following Sir Alex Ferguson's departure, United have tried their luck with a number of centre-halves. The likes of Blind and Evans and Rojo, Jones, Smalling, Bailly have all failed to reach the height of their predecessors. During Louis van Gaal's reign, Smalling and Blind formed an unlikely partnership in the heart of the United defence and put in a number of really good performances during the 2016 season in a system that admittedly did sit back and protect them. Mourinho's arrival was the end of seeing Blind tried at centre-half as Jose preferred the more physical Eric Bailly. Other defenders have come and gone. Bailly looked set to be a true United centre-half when he first signed, yet his form, confidence and somehow even his ability has seemingly dropped over the past year, hardly getting a look in for all his sides since the turn of the year. Lindelof's United career saw a stuttering start, but he's grown into the role this season, appearing to be the one who can secure his spot in the starting 11. Despite the obvious flaws in his game, he is currently and comfortably our best defender. For Manchester United, one good centre-half isn't enough. It's blindingly obvious that we don't just need another first-choice defender, but they need to be one of world-class ability and genuine leadership. United have now recorded our worst ever Premier League campaign in terms of goals conceded. We've got failed old wingers somehow justifying a place in the starting 11 because they get it or work hard. This is Manchester United. Where have our standards gone? We used to demand so much more. We expect so much more. There's a massive summer ahead of us. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer needs to be given the tools to get this job done. He needs to be given the freedom to jettison those that he doesn't believe are good enough. Giving Phil Jones a 4.5-year contract at this stage of his career when the guy can't stay fit for more than 3 weeks at a time is a ludicrous decision. United have to get back to having world-class centre-halves that are the envy of the league and of the world. Until we do that, we're going nowhere.